Your top stories on Blitz this hour. The Absa Premiership returns with blockbuster clashes. Stakes are high as UEFA Champions League resumes. The Springboks look ahead to Italy test. Sri Lanka salvage a draw in the first test against rampant India. And the European Tour heads to Hong Kong.
India and Sri Lanka's first test in Kolkata ended in a draw on Monday. Despite losing almost 2 days of play due to inclement weather, India's bowlers almost pulled off the win, restricting the visitors to 75 for 7 before bad light curtailed their plans, bringing an early end to play for the fifth consecutive day. Lokesh Rahul, who set the tone at the start of India's second innings with an impressive 79, was happy with the effort his side put in.
We played really well to come back from how we started. We were nothing for three, to come back into the game and make a game out of this was commendable, and it speaks volumes of the team and how well we've evolved as a young team in the last couple of years. Yes, we would have loved to win this game, but nonetheless we put in everything. We put in great efforts and the bowlers did their job. Batsmen played really well, and would have been nice to win, but we have two more test matches. We'll look to win those two.
For Sri Lanka, it's a welcomed result after being whitewashed by India in their last three test series back in July and August.
We played a series in Sri Lanka where we didn't compete at all. And we've come here and we've actually been very competitive in the first test match. So, that's a huge positive, and it's credit to all the support staff and all the players on the way they've gone about preparing, strategizing for this game. But it is only one game of cricket. This series is three games long, but the takeaway is going to be the fact that we played a series against them. We got tougher. We obviously had some success in the Arab Emirates, and we played some pretty good cricket here. So we'll see if we can just continue to ride that wave.
Virat Kohli was India's cornerstone with a magical 18th test century in trying conditions. His performance deservedly receiving plenty of praise from Sri Lanka's head coach.
It was a fantastic innings played by a world-class cricketer. I thought we bowled very well. I thought we fielded very well. The intensity was good. And yes, we did have India under some pressure. Virat played a fantastic innings and actually set up a very good game of test match cricket. So I don't think anything went wrong. I think there was some very good cricket on both sides.
The second test between India and Sri Lanka is scheduled for Nagpur starting on Friday. SuperSport brings you all the action live from 5:45 on SuperSport 5. The Gabba in Brisbane is set to host the opening match of the Ashes Test Series between Australia and reigning holders England starting on Thursday. Much attention has been placed on Tim Payne, who has been controversially called up in place of wicketkeeper Matthew Wade.
Yeah, I just got home from the Shield game, actually, so it was about 8 or 9 o'clock, I think, on Thursday night, and cracker rang, which was quite surprising. I saw his number come up, but he just said, look, we're going to go with you. We've been really happy with your glove work in the last sort of 4 or 5 years. We see you as good as anyone, so congratulations and good luck. That was basically the gist of it.
Payne has revealed how close he came to retirement last year because of injuries and a lack of form.
Yeah, very close. I was going. I was going to go to Melbourne and work for Kookaburra and just focus on playing 2020 with that hurricane. So a few things have obviously changed around Cricket Tasmania since, and I was lucky that the guys coming in had confidence in me going forward, so I've ended up staying.
Spinner Nathan Lyon gave his nod of approval to Payne.
Definitely excited for Payne. I played with Payne in a couple of Australia A tours, and I love bowling to him. He's up there with probably one of the best glovemen. Well, he's probably the best gloveman in the country. So I'm looking forward to having that relationship with him again out in the middle and off the field. So big fan of Tim Payne. So I can't wait to see him go out there and hopefully take a few catches off me and a few stumpings would be nice.
Payne's inclusion has sparked huge debate and criticism from former Australian players. Peter Hanscom believes that this was not necessary.
Yeah, it has been a little bit disappointing, all the criticism that this team's got. I mean, this is the team that is out there now to win the Ashes. Some of the things that have come out potentially from ex-players is a bit disappointing. But in our team, in our inner sanctum, we know that this team's good enough. We know what we can do. So we've got the belief, and it's perfectly fine. We'll go out there and go well.
It's one of the oldest rivalries in world cricket. The latest instalment of the Ashes gets underway on Thursday, November the 23rd. And as always, you can catch it live on your World of Champions Supersport.
The Hollywood Bets Dolphins will be eager to bounce back from defeat when they take on the Warriors at Kingsmead on Wednesday in their next Ram Slam T20 Challenge encounter. Be sure not to miss the action, live on your World of Champions.
In a city that's forever been associated with the spectacular, sporting fireworks have been on display at Hong Kong Golf Club since the tournament's inception in 1959. A multitude of big names have taken part and been engraved on the trophy. Ian Woosnam, Greg Norman, Tom Watson and Bernhard Langer to name but four. And in 2001, the UBS Hong Kong Open became a European tour event. And what a launch it was, with Jose Maria Arrizabal striking a wonder shot on the last to seal the deal. 2 years later, a future major champion.
He's got a whole list to win.
And he does! What a finish by Padraig Harrington.
It was Monty the Magnificent in 2005, but in a playoff 3 years later, two of Europe's finest, Rory McIlroy and Francesco Molinari, were stunned by Taiwan's Lin Wentang. At 22 under par, Ian Poulter prevailed with a record score at the turn of the decade. And after twice being runner-up, McIlroy was crowned champion in unforgettable fashion. From a charismatic youngster to a victorious veteran, Miguel Angel Jimenez triumphed for the second time in 2007. 5 years later, the crowd favourite returned to the Hong Kong winner's circle. And a year after that, a month short of his 49th birthday, would you believe that the ageless Spaniard stepped forward to remarkably complete a successful title defence? A man from down under came out on top when Scott Hend beat Angelo Kay in sudden death. It meant the end for Hend was a happy one. As indeed it was for Justin Rose, when the classy Englishman got the better of Denmark's Lucas Biergaard in a gripping battle for supremacy. A rose blooming in Asia. Before the trophy returned to Australia last season, as Sam Brazel enjoyed the finest moments of his career and instantaneously secured European Tour membership. They went nuts for Brazel, but can Sam keep the UBS Hong Kong Open silverware this time?
The European Tour will visit Hong Kong this week. Sam Brazel is the defending champion. Last year, the Australian pulled off his maiden victory when he kept Rafael Cabrera Bello at bay. The action gets underway on Thursday.
Abu Dhabi is the last stop on the Formula One calendar. Friday, the 24th of November, is when it all begins. Catch it live on Supersport. The 2018 Winter Olympic torch relay continued its journey on Monday. The torch is in South Jeolla province in South Korea as it makes its way across the host nation. The flame started its day in the streets of Sancheon City before it was welcomed at the Naganyopcheong Folk Village, where it was carried to the summit of the hill outside of town. The flame will remain in South Jeolla until Thursday and then move on to South Gyeongyangsang province. The Olympic torch relay began its journey in Incheon on the 1st of November and will travel along a route measuring exactly 2,018 kilometers through 9 provinces and 8 major cities across South Korea. The torch will reach its final destination on February the 9th, where it will light the cauldron at the opening ceremony of the 2018 Winter Games in Pyeongchang. The Olympic flame is being transported across the country by no fewer than 7,500 torch bearers.